Well, my main difficulty, my guru said, was doubt. I never doubted him, but I still asked every possible question. And he told me that in past lives, I had had many doubts. He said, you were eaten up with doubts. And fortunately, in this life, I have not been. But there was a period there where if he had said it's raining in Los Angeles, I would have said, I bet it's sunshine. It was an instinctive thing that came out, and I simply had to quell it. But it was an amazing thing to see how these samskaras or qualities that we have buried within us, they'll come out if you want them to or not. And so I had to wrestle with those thoughts, but I had to use my reason and say, well, there's no reason for thinking that. And so I found that the way out of that was to respond with love. The intellect can have 1,000 questions. You answer 1,000 of them, it'll come up with 1,000. And I had always been over-intellectual, if anything. And I realized that the answer is love, not intellect. The intellect can never give you what you're looking for. It will give you reasonable answers, but you never know if the reasoning is correct. And even as a child, I used to play with that thought for the fun of it, to show myself how false reasoning can be, that I would reason, I would justify things that were obviously false, playing, not seriously, just to convince myself that reason doesn't give you what you're looking for. So I've always had that good karma to know that until my heart justifies it, then don't trust my reason. My reason, when I read Yogananda's book, would have rejected those miracles. I remember a discussion I had with my mother some years earlier, and she'd talked about the miracles of saints. I said, oh, it's nonsense. I simply couldn't believe it. When I read my guru's book, on page 8, Lahiri Mahashaya is materializing in a wheat field, I couldn't deny him because I knew him from my heart. I couldn't accept that, so I put it on a shelf. And in time, I came to realize, yes, it's true. But that was my answer to reasoning, and it pulled me through. Trust the heart, not the brain. And so anyway, that was one of my tests. Another one was, well, it's not my test. In this case, it was their test, but it became mine because they were in authority over me. I've never been able to take something just on trust. I took my guru on trust because I trusted him completely. But when he left his body and his disciples took over, I couldn't accept everything they said. And so this used to drive them crazy because they would feel, why can't he just do what he's told? Why can't he just listen? And I've shown this here in the community at Ananda too, that I've been able to turn on a dime when I saw that the truth went that way. But I could never accept something as true just because somebody told me it was true. And this made for difficulty with my superiors in SRF. And I told them, and I always proved it, that if you can convince me, I can turn immediately. But they had to convince me, and they couldn't come up with the reasons for it. Another difficulty was, of course, the difficulty we all have to go through with sex. And I had to struggle with that for a long time. But with God's grace, I came out of that one. So at the present time, I can look over the littered remains of my life and say I've come through it pretty unscathed. Nothing touches me.